T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Telling them to wait.
Yeah, wait
yes,
a minute.
Please wait. Yes.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Deanne.
Oh, Deanne, I used to date a girl named Deanne back in high school. That's not you, is it?
No, it's not me.
Okay. Well, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so some woman named Holly is calling my husband's phone all the time. I want to know who she is.
Wow, okay. All right, so I know, what is your husband's name?
Tony.
Okay, and how long have you guys been married?
We've been married 4 years. We'll be married 5 in September.
Okay, and so some woman named Holly has been calling him, like calling him a lot?
Yeah, like a lot. Like the other day, I saw that he had 3 missed calls from her. His phone actually said 3 missed calls from Holly.
Okay. I mean, you should have grabbed his phone and said, you have 3 missed calls from Holly, you know. Want to explain who she is?
Well, I actually did do that.
Okay, and what did he say?
He says that she's a marketing person for an account that they're trying to get at work.
Okay, and do you believe him?
Of course I did. But then I started thinking about, like, she calls at really weird times. So, for example, she'll call on the weekend or at night. And
yeah.
What marketing person does that?
Yeah, here's another thing. I was going to say, if she represents a client that your husband is trying to get, I would feel like he would be the one doing all the calling, not the other way around.
Have you seen any text conversations between the two of them?
No, but he locked his phone.
Yeah, but I mean, you're married. You don't have your husband's password?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Does he have any Facebook friends named Holly? Like maybe a new Facebook friend just recently?
I'm not sure. I didn't check.
Okay. So what you want us to do is find out if he's telling the truth and find out who this Holly girl is. Is she really a potential client or is there something else going on?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I don't suppose you have her number.
No. Okay. But when it calls, it doesn't like show her number or anything. It just says, you know, Holly's calling or missed call from
right,
Holly or
okay.
whatever.
So we can't call her, but we can definitely call him though, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So let's devise a quick plan here during the commercial break. And then when we come back, let's see what we can find out about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to call Tony. Call Tony and actually tell him that you are this Holly girl's sister. It's like, say cousin. Say I'm Holly's cousin and we're throwing her a birthday party. So we stole her phone and we called all of her contacts.
Okay.
So that we could invite people, but we don't want her to know about it.
Oh, like a surprise.
Like a surprise party.
Okay.
Yeah. We saw that you were in her phone.
Okay.
And then when he says, yeah, I'm in her phone, say like, well, we just assumed you were her new man because of all the times she's called
you.
Yeah.
Okay. Sneaky.
And then, yeah. And then we'll see, yeah, we'll see if he owns up to anything.
Okay.
Calling at random.
Thank you for all the ideas, by the way. That was very helpful.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is this Tony?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tony, this is Ashley. I got your number from Holly's phone. I'm actually her cousin.
Holly,
the Holly that calls you 3 times a day? That Holly?
That's her. So what do you say? You're her cousin?
Yes. Me and my sister, we stole her phone because we're planning on throwing her a surprise birthday party. So we're calling all of her contacts to invite them to the party, but we don't want her to know about it. So we're calling to invite you, and we figured you were the new guy that she keeps talking about because we saw how much she's been calling you.
I mean, I don't know if I'm the new guy. We've known each other since college, so...
Oh, you're the Tony from college?
Yeah, that's me.
I think I've actually met you once before. How have you been?
Good. How about you?
I've I've been great. So you and Holly are like a thing now?
I'm not sure. I mean, you'd probably have to ask her about that. I don't know if she wants anybody to know yet. Actually, you know, I'm pretty sure she doesn't want anyone to know at this point.
Know what?
About me and her.
Oh, okay. But I mean, like, you guys, like, are a thing, right?
You could say that, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to invite you if she's going to get, like, all upset seeing you or something.
No. I think she'll be happy. Actually, good thing you called, because I kind of forgot about her birthday, so this is a good reminder.
Okay, perfect. So I could put you down as coming to the party then?
I guess it depends. When's the party?
We're still trying to figure that part out, but you'd like to come, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and should I put you down as, you know, just Tony, or like Tony boyfriend, or what?
Just Tony's fine, I guess. I'll let her decide if I'm her boyfriend or not.
Okay, and so you're coming to the party alone, right? Like, you won't need a plus one or anything?
Nah, I'm cool by myself.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, like, with a plus one, you know, you could probably bring your wife if you wanted to.
I'm sorry, what?
What I said was, with a plus one, you could bring your wife, you know, Deanne, who's also on this phone call right now.
Hi, babe. How you doing? So this girl's just a marketing rep, huh? Sounds like she's more than that to me.
Wait, what?
I said, it sounds like she's more than a marketing rep to me. You want to go ahead and try this explanation again?
I don't think I'm going to be making it to this party.
There's no f***ing party, you idiot!
Hey, Tony. Hey, listen, this isn't really Holly's cousin. This is the Z Morning Zoo, and right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Deanne actually asked us to call you. And
all right. Okay. Okay. Well,
he didn't exactly let me finish there. But, Deanne, I think we got your answer. And I'm sorry it wasn't the one you were hoping for.
I mean, I'm not upset. He's a cheater. He screwed up. And it's going to cost him everything now, because I'm definitely taking everything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.